Hey everybody, I got a twofer for your consideration today. How about avoiding a negative and improving your life? Are you interested? Today we're going to be talking about decision fatigue and how to combat it. Making decisions, even small, seemingly harmless ones, can wear us down over time. Every day we have to decide how to spend every waking minute. What are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? What are we going to work on? What do we do with our spare time? It's said that by bedtime, the average person has made 35,000 decisions. Each decision requires time and energy. Plaids or stripes, flats or heels, tall or grande, latte or drip, soy milk, almond milk. By the time you've taken your first sip of coffee, the decisions have already started. But let that number sink in. The average adult makes 35,000 decisions a day. So, what is decision fatigue? The term decision fatigue was first coined by a social psychologist named Dr. Roy Baumeister. It simply means that the more decisions that we make, the more difficult our next ones become. He discovered that humans have a finite amount of daily willpower, and that wears away as we continue to make decisions. So the fatigue occurs when decisions become increasingly more difficult, and then there's mental and emotional strain from that. And it happens more often than you might think. Deciding everything from which pairs of socks to wear or what candidate to hire is cumulatively exhausting. Think of it this way. Our decision-making power source is like a cell phone battery. And we start out every day with 100%, but as the day goes on and the decisions are made, our mental state depletes. You're one big cell phone, and you're being called upon to navigate and to render, and you have apps running in the background, and it is all taking you down. Decision fatigue is different from physical fatigue. You're not consciously aware of being tired, but you're low on mental energy. The more choices you make throughout the day, the harder each one becomes for your brain, and eventually your brain will look for shortcuts or relief. This may cause you to become reckless in your decision making or acting impulsively instead of really thinking things through. Each decision, no matter how small or how large, requires that time and energy. And the fatigue doesn't just come after big decisions. Small decisions kind of snowball and add up to this fatigue I'm talking about. So, what are the symptoms of decision fatigue? Have you ever gotten to the end of a busy day and felt like your brain was too tired to decide even what to eat? Instead of going to the grocery store and picking up some good, healthy food and vegetables to cook, you head straight for the drive-thru. Little did you know that there's even more decisions waiting for you there. What number combo meal? Fries with that? What drink? Well, you've just signed yourself up for even more decisions. So, with the stress of decision fatigue come symptoms like tiredness and distraction. You might even find yourself engaging in behaviors like impulsivity, especially impulse buying. You don't think those racks of candy and other novelties by the cash registers is an accident, do you? They call them impulse racks for a reason. Retailers are very much aware of our phenomenon. You might have difficulty making trade-offs, decisions between two outcomes, and weighing pros and cons. Another symptom may be procrastination or other avoidance behaviors. This happens because your brain is worn down and you're stressed. Decision fatigue can also make you easily agitated, and it can make you cross or consumed with remorse or second guessing. Not good, any of those outcomes. So let's shift into the solution. Y'all know where that's where I like to live. Let's talk about circumventing that fatigue that can come by way of simple changes. And let's get some good outcomes. Our overarching goal here, our intent, is to eliminate as many small decisions so you can save up for the big decisions. Now, there's a lot written on this subject, and I've collected a few ideas for you to consider. Many of these I've transitioned into doing, that they're working for me. And the point is to consider this and then try some things to find out what improves your life. The first tip I have for you is to make fewer decisions. The best way to reduce decision fatigue is to reduce the number of decisions you're making in a given day. Look for ways to streamline your choices. Avoid random decision making by using lists throughout your day. You know, to-do lists keep us on track. Shopping lists help us avoid walking up and down every aisle trying to decide what to buy. Plan your meals one night of the week or fall into a routine that works for you and is predictable. Maybe you want to have Taco Tuesday. A friend of mine told me that she and her husband plan on a simple sauteed salmon every Saturday night. And what they do is vary the side dish. What vegetable? Asparagus? Salad? You want wine? You know, many of us are already doing some of the things that I'm covering today. Find ways to automate certain decisions, such as signing up for automatic bill pay for your regular bills. There's some merit in that saying, set it and forget it. Instead of thinking through which route to take when you're driving somewhere, just use your GPS and let it help you navigate where you need to go. Set it and forget it. Make fewer decisions so you can save up for the big stuff, the stuff that really matters. Second tip. Limit your options. Having too many choices can stress you out. You become mired in your own decision making and you start second guessing yourself. This often happens when we're making purchases and we're faced with endless decisions and alternatives. Our decision fatigue is heightened by our desire to shop around and get the best deal. It also takes up too much energy and it overloads the brain. So try paring down your options. Have a limited number of choices. Often the benefit of spending a great deal of time investigating a wide range of choices is really negligible. You might save a few dollars, but you'll end up feeling anxious or overwhelmed. I had a boyfriend once who was moving and he needed a new TV because the big game was coming up. So he ran out and bought it at the big box store. And it seemed that all was well in advance of game day, except not in his world. He proceeded to comb all the ads and drove to multiple stores to make sure that he had the best deal. You know, he could always return the one he bought, huh? Instead of feeling settled and enjoying the new purchase, he ran himself ragged and he wasted time and he operated out of fear and not satisfaction. Even though it was perverse satisfaction to get that best deal, look at all the time that he wasted and the angst that he carried. Let's just simply enjoy, shall we? So many times there's no need to work ourselves into a lather. Limiting options is a good way to avoid decision fatigue. Tip 3, reserve the morning for your most important decisions. In the morning, when you're refreshed and energized, you know, if you need to make an important decision, do so when you've had your coffee and your breakfast and your head is clear, and not when you're hangry. Researchers have found that time of day impacts our judgment and our ability to make the best decisions. It may seem like it makes sense that morning people make their best decisions in the morning or that a night owl might make their best decision at nighttime, but this really isn't true. For most of us, the best time of day is the morning when we make our most accurate and thoughtful decisions. By afternoon, people may have hit their plateau, and as the day wears on and the decision fatigue sets in, we start making riskier decisions. Snap judgments. Schedule resistant work early. Our so-called willpower or capacity for decision making wears out with every decision we make, so use that willpower wisely. Many people think hard and resistant are synonyms, but that's not true. Solving a computer glitch might be hard, and paying bills might be easy. But if you love computer work, but dread looking at those unpaid bills, schedule the bills, that which you resist, first. Me, I can easily communicate with people by phone all day long, but I will avoid negotiating on my phone with my internet provider or my phone provider. I better do that first. Yes, while I'm still strong and frisky. That way I can coast a while on my big win, or knowing that I already worked on whatever was hard for me, or that which I showed resistance first. Tip 4, don't make decisions that you don't have to. Delegate. There's an important distinction here. You can delegate decisions the same way you delegate tasks. By giving responsibility for decision making to other people, you can reduce the number of decisions you have on your plate. You can delegate at work. Divide up the tasks and let coworkers make some decisions. What do you think that will do for your management style, your popularity, as opposed to the drag and responsibility of micromanaging? You can delegate to children. Parents can delegate things to their children. Your kids can make some decisions. Some examples might be what next show you want to binge watch on TV as a family, or what activities to do next weekend. You can delegate with friends too. There are times that you can delegate to friends or family. This could be as simple as asking your friend to that you're getting ready to meet, you pick the restaurant for dinner. But really give some thought to this, y'all. Really consider the responsibilities that you have at home or in life or work or elsewhere. Are there obligations you can delegate to somebody else? You can stop micromanaging all that is around you and have confidence that other people will do their part. Revel in the relief that you don't have to run the show, and focus instead on creating a good time with whatever's decided. Quality, enjoyment. Tip 5, develop daily routines. Put the less important tasks on autopilot. Again, we're probably employing some of this already. But establish daily routines that can minimize and simplify your choices. Have firm habits, a strict routine, and you can put certain decisions on autopilot. Now, this may sound boring, but try sticking to the same routine each morning. Get up at the same time. Exercise at the same time. Creating routines will allow you to move throughout your day without making decisions about everything you must do. The win for you is more time, predictability, and fewer decisions that can free your brain up for the big stuff that's coming. So set a wake-up time and stick to it. Instead of debating whether you should work out or not, have a routine that establishes what days you're going to work out or what time you're going to exercise. Try eating a variation of the same healthy breakfast each morning. For example, if you like oatmeal, vary the toppings. Banana, berries, cinnamon, but it's oatmeal, it's pretty good for you, you know how long it'll take to prepare it, and you like it. So start out your day with a win. Stop trying on 10 different outfits every morning. Instead of agonizing over what to wear, have established outfits that you rotate each week. A lot of successful people have go-to outfits. President Barack Obama comes to mind. He talked about wearing only gray or blue suits while he was in office, so he didn't have to think about what he would wear. Other presidents have mentioned this as well. Now, they do vary the ties. Steve Jobs was known for his black turtleneck and jeans. Mark Zuckerberg rocks his hoodie. Whatever your preference is, clothes or otherwise, you can make it a routine. And doing all this will help you to waste less time and create consistency in your life so you know exactly what comes next without a lot of thought. And it's conserving your willpower and it gives you some self-control. You know, I was in a Toastmaster club with a lady who had a blue dress on for every Monday. And it was known as her Monday dress. She even said, "This is my Monday dress." I never saw her except for on Mondays, but I can tell you that years later, I still remember how neat and prepared she looked at. In my mind's eye, she looked good on Mondays in her blue sleeveless frock. So even if you don't have a Monday or a gray or blue suit volley going on, you can pick your clothes the night before. That way you don't have to try on several outfits and use all your energy up before your day even gets started. While you're at it, if you're heading to the office, you can do the same thing with your lunch. Pack it the night before. Pack a simple lunch every day. You know, I did this, and it worked. When I employed at a call center, I had a 30-minute lunch, and every day I had packed a sandwich, and I would draw from a bowl of apples that I replenished at my workstation each Monday. I'd have a sandwich, my fruit at the ready, and then I'd build a cup of yogurt with some berries over the top of it and sprinkle a little bit of granola on the top of my little sweet dessert. I was actually the envy of Cubicle Land. Passersby actually stopped and commented, "Hey, a parfait." So I won at work every day. I expended very little mental energy packing and planning, and I really enjoyed my little treat. Nighttime norms. Nighttime routine, as in develop some. You know, researchers have cautioned us about limiting our screen time before retiring. We're familiar with this. What is your nightly routine? For me, I read a totally unrelated to anything I have to think about book before I sleep. And doing this helps me relax and detach. The more tasks that are low excitement, like ordering groceries or dumping a Monday bag of apples in a basket on my desk, the more stuff we can do that can be taken off our plates or automated, the better. I have then the energy and the brain power for things that are really decisions that I need to make. The last tip, tip six, I put this notion last, but it very well could have been first. We can change what we think about decision making. If you get anything out of this segment, it's this: we can always change what we think. Some scientists believe that decision fatigue affects those who believe that exercising willpower is exhausting, yet we have to strive to maintain it. While there may be some cultural reasons why this belief is so prevalent here in our Western society, as individuals, you and I can change our beliefs surrounding decisions. Instead of viewing it as a must and an exhausting, try to find joy in having made some decisions. Power, even. Part of why decisions feel so much like work is the responsibility that goes along with them. Setting up routines, automating what you can, or sharing that responsibility by shared decision making goes a long way, even if you're just asking your partner for input about what to eat that night. By changing our patterns of beliefs around what it means to make decisions, we can start to give decisions less power to exhaust us. There's plenty of ways to prevent decision fatigue from occurring. We can combat decision fatigue by minimizing the number of decisions we make in a day, as well as changing our beliefs about making those decisions. Whether assisting in healthcare navigation or patient advocacy or conversations in aging, it's easy to become encumbered and overwhelmed with decisions. Diminishing mental clutter is one way that I help people to obtain clarity and ease and find solution. You want to work with me? Schedule your complimentary consultation today. You can find it at nancyruffner.com. You can call me at 919-628-4428. Thanks, everybody.